Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Q&A edition of Optima Health Daily, episode 25.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, happy Friday. Welcome to another special edition of Optima Health Daily, where I answer your questions relating to health and fitness. I'm Dr. Neil Malik, and if you didn't know, I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, I have my doctorate in public health, and I'm also a personal trainer. I typically read blogs to you during the week, but reserve Fridays to answer your questions submitted by you, the listeners. If you want to submit one of your own questions and be entered in a special raffle to win books and more from us, make sure you listen to the end of the show, where I'll mention exactly how you can do that. But for now, let's answer your questions and start optimizing your life.
Hi, this is Lacey. I have some concerns about milk. I hear that milk is bad for us because it causes tears in your heart and acne and so on and so forth. But then I hear conflicting reviews about milk being so good for us because it strengthens your enamel and your teeth and your bones, and it's the best post-workout nutrition than anything else out there. What do I believe? I am so confused, but I still drink milk. So thank you for your input. Bye.
Hi, Lacey. Thank you so much for your question. I actually don't blame you for feeling confused and frustrated about much of the nutrition information out there, especially with regards to milk and dairy. Every day, it seems like a new study gets published that contradicts another we just finished reading. So just when you think the book is closed on a food or a nutrient, it gets reopened again. So believe me, I definitely share your frustration. To help answer your question about whether milk is truly good for us, meaning it actually promotes health and wellness instead of causing us harm, we actually need to understand why there's still so much confusion out there. It turns out that the dairy industry has a lot of money in their pockets, and sometimes they use that money to influence nutrition recommendations. Scary, I know. And I'm going to share with you an example. So about 10 years ago, when the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, was designing the newest dietary guidelines for Americans, they felt that based on all of the studies they looked at, adults really only need to consume about 1 to 2 cups of dairy per day. So remember, 1 cup of milk, for example, is about the size of your fist. So basically, if you drank about that much milk in a day, or had that as part of your bowl of cereal in the morning, you would be good. So they were getting ready to publish these new guidelines, saying American adults don't actually need 3 to 4 cups of milk or dairy each day like we once thought. 1 to 2 cups per day would be just fine. Well, once the dairy industry got wind of this, they started creating a huge stink. They told the USDA that if you start saying Americans only need 1 to 2 cups of dairy each day, then we will stop giving you money for your programs. You heard right. The USDA receives money from the dairy industry. And because the USDA receives large contributions from the dairy industry, not just little bits and pieces here and there, they get lots and lots of money from them, they quickly changed their recommendations. So you're going to see that they still recommend 3 to 4 cups of milk or dairy each day for most healthy adults. What this means is, when we look at some of the scientific studies out there, some of them may have been paid for folks in the dairy industry. You may think, but researchers are supposed to just report the finding. They're not supposed to be biased or swayed. Well, you would be absolutely right, but this isn't the reality. Yes, scientific studies can be swayed one way or another, and sometimes that pressure comes from whoever funded the study. So, this partly explains why you might see conflicting opinions, especially about this topic of dairy and milk consumption in the news. By the way, if you want to learn more about this and why it's possible for people that don't know a thing about nutrition but are allowed to change dietary recommendations, definitely check out this book, Food Politics by Marion Nestle. Her last name is spelled like Nestle, as in the chocolate company, but it's not pronounced that way. So Marion Nestle, the book is called Food Politics. And again, just a quick disclaimer, I have no vested interest in this book. I do not receive any royalties for suggesting it or even mentioning it. So back to your questions, Lacey. Unless you have an allergy to milk or lactose intolerance, they're actually two different things, drinking cow's or sheep's or even goat's milk is fine. Milk has a lot of important nutrients for the body. It's a decent source of protein, but a great source of calcium and riboflavin. It does contain quite a bit of sugar, in the form of lactose, of course, so there's no need to drink it in large quantities. I would say 1 to 2 cups of milk or dairy each day is fine. For example, you could have some milk with your oatmeal in the morning and then have 1 cup of Greek yogurt in the afternoon as a snack. That would be it. That would be plenty for the day. Now, should you drink it after your workout to help you achieve those muscle gains? Not necessarily. If it's the only way you're going to hydrate yourself after a workout because you simply can't stand drinking water, then fine. Something is better than nothing. But water is truly the best after a workout. The studies that they did regarding milk or chocolate milk after a workout were mostly done using well-trained athletes. Think those with like 5% body fat and a whole lot of muscle. Athletes aren't built like the rest of us, so they can actually afford those extra calories and extra sugar. But for the rest of us, we would do much better if after a workout, we drank some water and actually ate nutritious foods. And in fact, if you're wondering which foods specifically and when to consume those, I actually discussed this during one of my previous Q&A shows. So if you want to know what to eat before and after your workout to help maximize your gains and performance, definitely listen to that podcast.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So if you'd like to send in your own question, it's really easy and free to do it. Just come by oldpodcast.com and there's a red bar on the side of the page. If you click on that, you can submit an audio question using your computer's microphone or if you use the mobile app. You can listen back and do as many takes as you like, and it's super simple. So once again, just visit oldpodcast.com and click on the red bar along the side to submit your question. And for those of you that have already submitted a question and I haven't responded to it yet, Just sit tight. I promise I'll get around to it. And that's another week of the show in the books. I hope you all have a great weekend, and I'll see you in Monday's episode where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.